This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 71 in Carborough, 72 in Hillsborough this morning. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers this morning, and then mostly sunny in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're expecting clear skies with the lows in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. The next day will be in the low 90s, and really warm weather on the way. Warm and muggy. A tornado watch and rain throughout the evening couldn't keep more than 1,000 determined activists and many local leaders and residents of Orange County, including members of the clergy, from gathering outside the North Carolina General Assembly building in Raleigh. Last night, it was the sixth week of the NAACP's Moral Monday protests. WCHL reporter Rachel Nash was there and has more on the story.
That's the sound of protesters packed inside the state legislative building. With the 84 arrests Monday evening, the total number now exceeds upwards of 350 arrests. But before the handcuffs were drawn, clergy members from across the state spoke to those planning to be arrested, as well as their supporters, across from the General Assembly. The group then marched together into the state house. Mia Burrows, a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education, was one of the supporters.
Our public schools are the key to our state's future, to our community's future. And in the General Assembly this year, they are trying to really destroy it.
Burroughs was joined by fellow board member James Barrett. Burroughs says, though the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District faces steep budget shortfalls this year, she has faith that Orange County commissioners will provide the additional funding for the district. She still worries, though, for the other counties and districts throughout the state that don't have the same support.
They need the teacher assistance. They need excellent education. They need teachers who want to be there and can afford to be there and don't need second jobs.
Emma Perry, a rising sixth grader, came with her mom to support teachers in Orange County. Perry was not intimidated in the least by the hectic scene.
I think it's really fun and it's really inspiring because everyone came out here with the beliefs that I have.
Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier was there along with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and Carborough Board of Aldermen Damon Siles and Michelle Johnson. Chilton was the first arrested at last Monday's rally. Siles, Johnson, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell and Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade would follow. Pelissier says the growing number of Orange County leaders attending the protests mirrors their increasing fears of how this wave of legislation will affect their constituents.
I want to make sure that we can provide as many of the services that our residents need.
Pelissier believes that for this movement to actually make a difference, it must be a statewide effort. Local resident Ted Reuter believes the General Assembly is moving in the wrong direction, what many protesters have said since the birth of the Moral Monday rallies in late April.
This is one of the most radical, regressive state legislatures in the country, and I'm really embarrassed at what they're doing. And they certainly don't represent the progressive views of people in Chapel Hill and Carborough and Durham and Raleigh.
Frankie Price Stern, who has lived in Chapel Hill for 19 years, says her grievance is the state's efforts to limit voting rights.
I absolutely do not understand how somebody to go to bed at night and sleep and pass voter suppression laws. It is so far against everything that has to do with a democracy.
Jeffrey Frank, who attends the United Church of Chapel Hill, has now attended four Moral Mondays. He believes in the message of movement leader and NAACP state chapter president, Reverend William Barber.
Reverend Barber is just a wonderful character. He just captures the whole thing, and he's got a wonderful sense of it.
Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, also made an appearance to watch as protesters chanted and sang in unison outside the assembly's chamber doors. The NAACP will host Witness Wednesday this week at the Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Rachel. With the state Senate set to vote on the repeal of the Racial Justice Act, State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who lives here in Chapel Hill, laments the course the upcoming vote has taken.
Last term, the Republicans said that they objected to the form of the Racial Justice Act, which used statistics from all over the state, but that they would be willing to accept the Racial Justice Act if the statistics were very particular to the region or the district attorney. And now this year, they are completely dismantling it, and we are very disappointed at that.
The Racial Justice Act, passed in 2009, allows death row inmates to challenge their sentencing on the basis of racial bias. The act was based on a UNC Chapel Hill study that found if someone was accused of murdering a white person as opposed to a person of color, that person was more than three times more likely to get the death penalty.
This is just whether on the jury selection there was bias against putting black people, minorities, on the jury that made the decision.
Kinnaird says she opposes the act's repeal, citing a possible violation of prisoners' rights.
Those people who applied made motions to the court to have their sentences reassessed by another trial. They may have the right to have that done.
In addition to repealing the Racial Justice Act, the bill would also remove the restriction that only doctors can give the lethal injection in state executions.
Some years ago, we had a disagreement because the medical board said that doctors are not allowed to kill people.
Kinnaird attributes the current repeal efforts to growing pushbacks on various social issues.
It's sort of part of this apple cart turnover that's going on with social issues and the culture wars, and this is really just one of the culture wars.
The House voted to repeal the Racial Justice Act on June 5th. The bill is expected to be on Governor McCrory's desk by the end of the week. On Monday, the police chiefs from each of UNC's 17 campuses co-signed a joint statement opposing North Carolina House Bill 937, which would allow individuals with concealed carry permits to bring guns onto campus. UNC Chapel Hill Police Chief Jeff McCracken was among the signees. Passed by the State House last month, the bill would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry their guns on college and university campuses. Private colleges and universities would retain the right to prohibit guns on their campuses, but public institutions like Carolina would have to allow them. UNC System President Tom Ross has already spoken out against the bill, sparking criticism in response from gun rights advocates. Now, campus law enforcement officials are following Ross in opposition. The joint statement reads in part, quoting here, "We believe passage of this bill would increase the risk to the safety of our students, faculty, staff, and visitors. The potential risk to those on campus far outweighs the convenience to concealed carry permit holders." House Bill 937 passed the State House last month by a 76-38 vote along party lines. It's currently awaiting passage by the state Senate. To read the full statement, you can go to our website and view the story there, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Town Council signed off on next year's budget last night, voting to raise the property tax rate for the first time in 4 years. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been covering the story all along and has this report.
The Chapel Hill Town Council last night approved a $93 million spending plan that balances the budget by raising the property tax rate by 2 cents to 51.4 cents per $100 of value. And though the vote was unanimous, it didn't pass without critique from Councilmember Matt Jakowski.
We will drive a few of those neediest amongst us out of Chapel Hill when we pass this budget. That's just for sure. And every time we raise taxes, for whatever good purpose in part, we make it harder and harder for people of modest or even above modest means to live here.
Nonetheless, Jakowski praised the town manager for bringing forward a well-balanced budget. Half of the property tax rate increase will go to fund the transit system. The other half will go to the town's general fund to be used to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash to a transfer station in Durham. This is the first time since 2008 that the council has voted to raise the property tax rate, and, as Councilmember Ed Harrison pointed out, the first time in 9 years that the transit fund rate has increased.
The system cost 63% more to run than it did 9 years ago, with 40% more riders.
The $54 million general fund budget includes an additional $244,000 in library funding to keep the library open 64 hours a week. The newly expanded facility had been cut down to 54 hours when it reopened this spring due to the building's higher operating expenses. The budget also includes a 2% pay raise for town employees and covers a 4% increase in health care costs. Looking ahead to next year, Town Manager Roger Stansel says the council will need to consider long-term solutions for the town's solid waste disposal, as well as the financial stability of the transit system. He also advised it might be time to start planning a bond referendum to take to voters.
We also have some pretty significant improvements in parks and recreation and greenways, facilities that are worn out, need to be replaced. So we need to start talking about what are the ways that we would replace those facilities and how would we plan for a future bond referendum.
Though the council set the town's tax rate last night, next year's county tax rate is still up in the air. Commissioners have indicated they don't plan to increase the countywide property tax rate, but they may opt to raise the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools District tax as well as the Chapel Hill Fire District tax. The county will adopt its final budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years now. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. You can get all the information there. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, once again, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound, still seeing some slowdowns between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Also, 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40, seeing some delays. Otherwise, things moving smoothly out there right now. No accidents to report, no additional delays. If you see anything, though, as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items just $3 a piece. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers this morning, but mostly sunshine this afternoon. Actually, a pretty good day. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 70. Thursday, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. Highs in the low 90s for the second straight day. Thursday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low 65. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. So we should get the baseball game in today. It's slated to start at 12 noon. Carolina versus South Carolina. You can hear it right here on WCHL. And sunshine expected in Bosch Amher Stadium.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
The chief budget writer in the House says a Chambers state government spending plan is responsible and realistic. Representative Nelson Dollar of Cary discussed the House version of the two-year budget bill on Monday at a legislative building news conference. The plan would spend under $21 billion, or less than 2% more than this year. The bill contains no pay raises for state employees and teachers next year, although the state is expecting $400 million more in revenue this year than first anticipated. Dollar says most of the money can't be counted on in future years, and lawmakers had to pay for increasing costs of Medicaid. The measure will be debated by the full House Appropriations Committee today, followed by floor votes tomorrow and Thursday. The Senate has passed its proposed budget. And in news around town this morning, this Saturday, you're invited to celebrate Juneteenth, a day of remembrance for the oldest known holiday, celebrating the end of slavery in the United States. The event will take place at Morris Grove Elementary School from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., and it will feature food vendors, games for the public, entertainment from the Bouncing Bulldogs and the Jammers cheerleaders, and remarks from community leaders as well. Juneteenth originated in Galveston, Texas, when Union soldiers arrived on June 19th, 1865, to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. Morris Grove Elementary School was chosen to host this event because of its historical significance. Morris Grove Elementary was founded by Morris Hogan, a former slave. He was an active community member who embodied the spirit of freedom. So the event will help the public appreciate and value freedom, according to Gloria Brown of Piedmont Health, one of the sponsors of this big event. Again, that is Juneteenth, a day of remembrance, this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. WCHL News Time, 822. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The threat of bad weather forced the postponement of last night's final game in the South Carolina-North Carolina Super Regional Series. The deciding game of the best of three series is now scheduled for today at 12 noon, just a few hours from now. We had a tornado watch in effect for the Chapel Hill area and surrounding counties until late last night. Forecasters also expected lots of showers and possibility of thunderstorms. Rain forced the postponement of Friday's series opener to Saturday. The number one overall seed in the tournament, the Tar Heels, won that game 6-5, and then the Gamecocks wiped out Carolina on Sunday 8-0. First time Carolina's been shut out in a long time. Carolina brings a 56-10 record to the game today. Gamecocks are 43-19. North Carolina sophomore right-hander Benton Moss with an 8-1 record. And South Carolina freshman lefty Jack Wincoop, 7-3 on the season, are scheduled to start the game on the mound, and it will send the winner to the College World Series. Now, North Carolina has been to the College World Series a half dozen times in eight seasons, but the Tar Heels have never won at all. South Carolina, on the other hand, has won two national titles. Again, game time today, 12 noon, Bosch Emmer Stadium, right here in Chapel Hill. You can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelbrew.com. UNC is the only school to place three freshman baseball players in the freshman All-America team. According to the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association, outfielder Sky Bolt, designated hitter Landon Lassiter, and pitcher Trent Thornton all made the first team. Five other schools placed two rookies in the first and second team list. The ACC had five players named first team All-America, the most of any conference, and just another measure of just how good the ACC has been this year. To see the complete National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association Freshman All-America list, you can view this story on our website at chapelbrew.com. The UNC men's soccer schedule for 2013 features a strong preseason and favorable home schedule. The schedule was released yesterday. It's the first for UNC to feature Notre Dame as a conference opponent as the Tar Heels conference opener in South Bend, Indiana. Exhibition play begins August 17th in Greensboro when Carolina faces Elon. Tar Heels will then travel to Fort Wayne, Indiana for August 22nd and 24 exhibitions against Michigan State and Indiana before Atlantic Coast Conference play begins. UNC will host both Duke and North Carolina State this season. Wolfpack comes to the Hill for the season finale. ACC newcomers Pittsburgh and Syracuse split home and away with Carolina this season. Syracuse travels to Chapel Hill October 18th, while UNC will face Pitt in Pittsburgh on October 26th. To see the complete 2013 men's soccer schedule, view the story on our website, chapelbrew.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Again, baseball coming your way, 12 noon today, right here on WCHL. North Carolina and South Carolina for the right to go to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Good luck to the Tar Heels. I'm Ron Stutz. Good morning.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Kudos to Chapel Hill Prep athletes who dominated the Raleigh News and Observer Player of the Year Awards. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. We've all learned to loathe the News and Observer for its incessant coverage of the Carolina athletic scandal. But Sunday, the Raleigh newspaper honored five local athletes and another who will be coming to Chapel Hill. Their annual Player of the Year Awards were dominated by four from East Chapel Hill High and one from Carrboro. While Sydney Holman and Ben Griffin have gotten most of the pub lately, the girls' lacrosse and boys' golf players of the year were only two of the four East Chapel Hill High Wildcats so honored by the NNO. Holman, of course, led the Cats to the state title and is going to UNC to play for national championship coach Jenny Levy. Two-time state 4A golf champion Ben Griffin is only a junior, and he's also Carolina-bound. Maybe you haven't heard of Pega Kamrani, who is taking her 4.8 GPA to Columbia after winning the state 4A 3,200-meter championship and finishing second in the state cross-country finals. She is the girls' Scholar Athlete of the Year. And John Boyle, who is joining Holman and later Griffin at UNC, set the state indoor shot put record of 61 feet 10 inches and earned Boys Indoor Track Player of the Year honors. Carrboro High School senior Grace Morkin won the Girls State Track Player of the Year after winning her third state 2A cross-country 800 and 1600 championships.
leading the Jaguars to 4 cross-country and 3 track state titles. She is also going to Carolina, and her running resolve seems inspired by the best-selling book Unbroken and its enduring hero, Louis Zamperini, a World War II prisoner and former Southern Cal track star. So that's 3 from East Chapel Hill High and 1 from Carrboro, while no other school or school system got more than 2 Players of the Year. And there was one more POY worth mentioning, because we will see a lot of him around town starting this summer. Isaiah Hicks, whose Oxford Web team knocked out Chapel Hill High on the way to the state 3A championship, is the boys' basketball player of the year, and we hope the ACC rookie of the year next season for Roy Williams' Tar Heels. Congratulations to all these young students, scholars, and athletes. This is our chance, Steve. See ya.
At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food, like you'd make at home, if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elmo's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
It's time to jump on board with the Carolina RailHawks professional soccer team. This is Dean Linke, and fresh off an impressive 2-0 win over MLS champion LA Galaxy, the RailHawks move on in the U.S. Open Cup and will take on Major League Soccer's Chivas USA Wednesday, June 12th at 7 p.m. for a spot in the quarterfinals. It's the RailHawks and Chivas USA Wednesday, June 12th at WakeMed Soccer Park in Cary. Tickets are going fast. Be a part of history. Call 919-459-8144 or order online at CarolinaRailHawks.com.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather presented by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With 4 convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carboro, and Durham. ChapelHillTire.com. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers this morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon. High today in the upper 80s. Absolutely gorgeous day on the way. Clear skies coming tonight as well. Good day for Carolina baseball in Bosshammer Stadium this afternoon starting at 12.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett. What more could Edward Snowden provide to the Guardian newspaper?
It's a substantial number of documents that will generate serious news stories, important news stories, for weeks and probably months to come.
Guardian reporter Glenn Greenwald's been in touch with the 29-year-old American who's in hiding after outing U.S. government surveillance practices.
He really did sacrifice knowing that he'd become the world's most wanted man, and the fact that it's happened is not a surprise to him.
CBS's Seth Doan is in Hong Kong.
My most recent conversation with Glenn Greenwald, who broke these stories in The Guardian and remains in contact with Mr. Snowden, led me to believe that Mr. Snowden is still in Hong Kong, but we can't confirm that independently.
As for bringing Snowden back to the States to be prosecuted, Senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Extradition will depend upon where he ends up, but if U.S. officials want him, they almost certainly will get him no matter where he goes. The only open question is how long it would take if his host nation fights that move.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, 72 degrees. A lot of sunshine on the way for this afternoon. Our high today, about 88 degrees. We had a tornado watch and rain throughout the evening last night, but that couldn't keep more than 1,000 determined activists and many local leaders, including members of the clergy and many residents of Orange County, from gathering outside the North Carolina General Assembly building in Raleigh for the sixth week of the NAACP's Moral Monday protest, and now there are a total of about 350 people who've been arrested. There were 84 people arrested last evening, and many, many more who were there in support of the people protesting the North Carolina General Assembly. Rachel Nash has a full report on this. You can read it on our website at chapelbro.com. Moral Mondays continue. With the state Senate set to vote on the repeal of the Racial Justice Act, State Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill is lamenting the course the upcoming vote has taken.
Last term, the Republicans said that they objected to the form of the Racial Justice Act, which used statistics from all over the state, but that they would be willing to accept the Racial Justice Act if the statistics were very particular to the region or the district attorney. And now this year, they are completely dismantling it, and we are very disappointed at that.
The Racial Justice Act, passed in 2009, allows death row inmates to challenge their sentencing on the basis of racial bias. The act was based on a UNC Chapel Hill study that found that if someone was accused of murdering a white person as opposed to a person of color, that person was more than three times more likely to receive the death penalty.
This is just whether on the jury selection there was bias against putting black people, minorities, on the jury that made the decision.
Kinnaird says she opposes the act's repeal, citing a possible violation of prisoners' rights.
Those people who applied made motions to the court to have their sentences reassessed by another trial. They may have the right to have that done.
Now, in addition to repealing the Racial Justice Act, this bill would also remove the restriction that only doctors can give the lethal injection in state executions.
Some years ago, we had a disagreement because the medical board said that doctors are not allowed to kill people.
Kinnaird attributes the current repeal efforts to growing pushbacks on various social issues.
It's sort of part of this apple cart turnover that's going on with social issues and the culture wars, and this is really just one of the culture wars.
The House voted to repeal the Racial Justice Act June 5th, and the bill is expected to be on the governor's desk by the end of this week. On Monday, the police chiefs from each of UNC's 17 campuses in the system co-signed a joint statement opposing North Carolina House Bill 937, which would allow individuals with concealed carry permits to bring guns onto campus. UNC Chapel Hill Police Chief Jeff McCracken was among the signees. Passed by the State House last month, this bill would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry their guns onto college and university campuses. Private colleges and universities would retain the right to prohibit guns on their campuses, but public institutions such as UNC and NC State and all the others would have to allow them. UNC System President Tom Ross has already spoken out against this bill, sparking criticism in response from gun rights advocates. Now, campus law enforcement officials are following Ross in opposition. The joint statement reads in part, quoting here, "We believe passage of this bill would increase the risk to the safety of our students, faculty, staff, and visitors. The potential risk to those on campus far outweighs the convenience to concealed carry permit holders." House Bill 937 passed the State House last month by a 76-38 vote, along party lines. It's currently awaiting passage by the State Senate. To read the full statement, view the story on our website, chapelbro.com. The Chapel Hill Town Council signed off on next year's budget last night, voting to raise the property tax rate for the first time in 4 years. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The Chapel Hill Town Council last night approved a $93 million spending plan that balances the budget by raising the property tax rate by 2 cents to 51.4 cents per $100 of value. And though the vote was unanimous, it didn't pass without critique from Councilmember Matt Joukowsky.
We will drive a few of those neediest amongst us out of Chapel Hill when we pass this budget. That's just for sure. And every time we raise taxes, for whatever good purpose in part, we make it harder and harder for people of modest or even above modest means to live here.
Nonetheless, Joukowsky praised the town manager for bringing forward a well-balanced budget. Half of the property tax rate increase will go to fund the transit system. The other half will go to the town's general fund to be used to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash to a transfer station in Durham. This is the first time since 2008 that the council has voted to raise the property tax rate and, as Councilmember Ed Harrison pointed out, the first time in 9 years that the transit fund rate has increased.
The system cost 63% more to run than it did 9 years ago, with 40% more riders.
The $54 million general fund budget includes an additional $244,000 in library funding to keep the library open 64 hours a week. The newly expanded facility had been cut down to 54 hours when it reopened this spring due to the building's higher operating expenses. The budget also includes a 2% pay raise for town employees and covers a 4% increase in health care costs. Looking ahead to next year, town manager Roger Stansel says the council will need to consider long-term solutions for the town's solid waste disposal, as well as the financial stability of the transit system. He also advised it might be time to start planning a bond referendum to take to voters.
We also have some pretty significant improvements in parks and recreation and greenways, facilities that are worn out, need to be replaced. So we need to start talking about what are the ways that we would replace those facilities and how would we plan for a future bond referendum.
Though the council set the town's tax rate last night, next year's county tax rate is still up in the air. Commissioners have indicated they don't plan to increase the countywide property tax rate, but they may opt to raise the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools District tax, as well as the Chapel Hill Fire District tax. The county will adopt its final budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Orange County is seeking a volunteer to serve in the Chapel Hill Library Board of Trustees, one of the various influential county-appointed advisory boards. The Chapel Hill Library Board of Trustees is a 9-member town advisory board with 8 Chapel Hill residents appointed by the town council and 1 at-large Orange County resident appointed by the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Trustees serve duties and responsibilities such as advising matters relating to the operation of a public library system, making recommendations concerning the construction and improvement of buildings for the library system, and offering advice concerning the annual budget of the library system. Trustees serve staggered 4-year terms and shall not be eligible for more than 2 consecutive 4-year terms. If you're interested in applying, visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And don't forget, this Saturday from 9 until 3:30, it is Juneteenth, a day of remembrance, the oldest known holiday celebrating the end of slavery in the United States. That'll take place from 9 until 3:30 at Morris Grove Elementary School. 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. You have an opportunity to adopt some kittens. That's coming up next on WCHL's Adopt a Pet, which we do every Tuesday.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds great, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep, I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes, we import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the virtual vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts: selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds, real expertise, real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Good morning. It is coming up on 843 at WCHL, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock. As always, on Tuesday morning, it is time now for Adopt a Pet. And today we have Jeff from Independent Animal Rescue. And Jeff has a couple of kittens that you probably can hear in the background.
Yeah, I'm not sure either of us are going to get much of the microphone wrong.
They're quite vocal. And tell us about these two kittens.
Yeah, so they are Byron and Shelley. And
where's Keats?
And Keats couldn't make it. they are Byron and Shelley. They're both very, very active. They're some of the most active cats we've ever had. They're chatty. They're talkative, as you can tell here. You know, in the evenings, they are the first cats in the house to jump on your lap and go to sleep on your lap. They're enthusiastic about everything. They love kids.
Really?
They love dogs. And they love people.
How old are these kittens?
About 14 weeks.
Okay. What's the story? How'd you get them?
They came from another foster family, and they had actually been born in captivity and given up by a previous family. So they've been, they were bottle fed. They have been with us, with IAR, since they were tiny.
Okay, so are you trying to rent them together, or could people rent them? What am I saying? Are you trying to adopt them together, or are you trying to, adopt them?
We are
them
trying
separately?
To adopt them together, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so they've been, you know, lifelong companions.
Generally, IAR prefers to adopt kittens together up to about 6 months.
Sure. Okay, well, how do folks find out more about not only these particular kittens, Byron and Shelley, but also about Independent Animal Rescue?
So you can search on Google for Independent Animal Rescue, or you can go to animalrescue.net, and you can see any of our kittens there. There's a complete catalog of everyone we currently have under foster care. And all of these cats are cared for in homes by people. None of them are in shelters at the moment.
Well, you know, the cool thing is we work with a number of animal organizations, and Independent Animal Rescue, for example, could not do what it does without volunteers like you. And you just happen to be a research scientist at UNC, but you spend a lot of time doing this because you love animals.
Indeed.
Yeah, and is this something that you've always wanted to do since you were a little kid?
I've never been without cats. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, the opportunity to foster cats means that we get sort of permanent kittens in the house, which is just it's a great thing for us, and it's a great thing for my son, who's 9. Mm-hmm. He enjoys playing with kittens as well. So, yeah.
So the website, again, is animalrescue.net.
Yes.
Go there, find out more. We also will have a picture of these kittens on our website at chapelboro.com, and we'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll have a link to the animalrescue.net website as well. So you can find out all you need to know. And please adopt these kitties, because we are very successful in adopting just about every animal that comes in here. So it's really cool. So thank you very much, Jeff, for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:46 at WCHL, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Good morning.
And now WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is why we close.
I've been asked a lot lately why the NAACP is in the news so much. Why is Dr. Barber on every news channel at the end of the day? When I reply that they're fighting for your rights, you should see the looks I get. And then I get asked, well, what has he done for me? Still, some believe the NAACP only fights for the rights of African Americans. Then I ask him, if they have a son or a daughter in an overcrowded classroom, do they have a grandparent in a local nursing home? Do they know of a college student here in Chapel Hill attending UNC from another state? Do they draw their drinking water from an on-site well or a public water supply? This is what the NAACP is fighting for, among other issues the far right is pushing through our General Assembly. The right of every student in North Carolina to receive the best education we can afford to provide, with smaller class sizes, better teacher pay, and the incentives we need to get more teachers that want to move to Orange County to either begin or continue their careers. Who wouldn't want their kids in the best schools in the state? Because your grandparent is in a nursing home, will they still have the right to vote? Will you have to take off from work to haul them down to the DMV to get them a government-approved ID or driver's license just to exercise the right to have a voice in our democracy? We send our best all over the world to make sure a goat farmer from 20 miles away gets to dip his finger in the ink jar and cast his vote. Why do we block voting rights here? Do you know someone attending UNC will be penalized? Their parents will be denied tax breaks of the college expense if their son or daughter votes where they attend school and not where their parents live, even in another state. These are the issues the NAACP wants to bring out into the open and allow the citizens to be aware of, and not just to have FaceTime on local news. We need to show our support for these citizens who continue to sacrifice their time to bring these social views and radical ideas out into the open that soon will become law if we don't voice our concern to our elected officials. We, as an informed voter, want to understand these issues, and it's the NAACP and Dr. Barber that will help us. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM.
What You're Saying WCHL. On the Street. Presented by ISIS IT.
What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Pepich. With UNC offering more online classes, we hit the streets to find out what you think.
Tan Kia, and I'm from Chapel Hill. I would like to take some of them.
Patrick Curran, and I live on Southern Chapel Hill. I feel they're convenient, but sometimes I would say you probably don't learn as much as a in-class setting.
Ariel Cantor, Chapel Hill. I think online classes are really good. They're convenient, and it's like easy access and a good way to learn.
Laura Diamond Williams, Chapel Hill. I really like online classes. They're really convenient. I actually take two right now over the summer, and I really like them.
Vanessa Gaddy, and I work in Chapel Hill. I have participated in online classes, and I think they're an excellent opportunity for people who can't obtain an education on a college campus because they have to work or they have other duties or responsibilities.
Do you think online classes are a good educational resource?
I'm Betsy Bullen. I'm from Chapel Hill. I think it's a great idea, but I really like books better. But not everybody's able to get out. It's an option. This is the way of the future, whether you like it or not. And I don't.
John Edwards, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think online classes are good for students that don't have as much of a flexible time schedule. But I think it's a lot easier to not be accountable in online classes. I think the overall traditional classroom experience is pretty important still.
Charlene Washington from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. I actually like online classes because they're convenient, but they can be very challenging. You have to be dedicated and motivated.
Andy Thompson, Chapel Hill. I think schools should make it as easy as possible for people to be educated, especially in America. We need people to be as smart as possible, and I think if online courses makes it easier for people to learn and grow, I think UNC should do it.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com. It is time one more time to take a look at traffic on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great, several varieties. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. It's been kind of a normal day. No real problems to report out there, nothing serious. Some of the usual delays on I-40 and that sort of thing, but otherwise a fairly good day. Anytime during the day, if you spot anything unusual, if you're involved in a traffic jam, or you experience delays, or you witness an accident and see anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior, but everything is looking pretty good right now. It is 8:51 at WCHL, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner, voted best breakfast and best kid-friendly by the Indy, Chapelboro.com, and Chapel Hill Magazine. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. It is 72 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers this morning, and then mostly sunny in the afternoon. High today about 88 degrees. Kind of a muggy day. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low down around 70. On Thursday, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and maybe a little windy as well. High tomorrow, or Thursday rather, in the low 90s. Thursday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low around 65. And then on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, pretty good weather. Slight chance of rain, highs in the daytime in the 80s, lows at night in the low 60s. Pretty good weather on the way, and really kind of a muggy day on the way for today. But a lot of sunshine, should be great for Carolina baseball. Starting at 12 noon today, it is North Carolina versus South Carolina. We will have it for you right here on WCHL, streaming live at our website, chapelboro.com. And will the real Carolina please stand up today? Again, game time, 12 o'clock in Boschhammer Stadium.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Looking for a great way to celebrate the dad in your life this Sunday? How about a delicious meal at Ming Garden, Chapel Hill's best Chinese restaurant? This Sunday, Ming Garden will tempt your taste buds with a special menu designed to make the dad in your life a happy guy. So come celebrate Father's Day Asian style at Ming Garden, located in Chapel Hill North off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Weaver Dairy Road. Ming Garden, for 7 years, your neighborhood Asian restaurant.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond. It was a rather unusual word today, a rather long word. And to tell you the truth, he says he did it before a long time ago, but I do not remember. What is the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you know. And I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Vicki Ryder is today's WCHL hometown hero. You've probably seen her performing with the Raging Grannies.
We're what we call an international
international disorganization of older women. The first gaggle of grannies was started up in Canada in British Columbia back in 1986. What we're about is trying to make this a better world for our grandchildren by making sure that they have clean water to drink, clean air to breathe, that they have easy access to the voting booth, to higher education, to health care, to all of those things that we think will make the world a better place for them.
The Raging Grannies care very deeply about a number of issues affecting us here in our community, and they get their message across through music.
What we do is write our own lyrics to old familiar melodies so that our lyrics will carry that message to the people we think need to hear it. And then we get out there and we sing that message. There are about 100 gaggles of grannies throughout Canada and the U.S., and we all are doing the same thing in our own way. In North Carolina, we have an active gaggle in the Triangle area, and we're working to get gaggles started also in Greensboro and in Winston-Salem and any other place where women of that certain age think that they want to do what we do.
Vicki, I know that you've been very involved in local politics. It seems that you guys appear wherever there's any kind of a demonstration or protest. I know that you have also been involved in Moral Monday, obviously something that is near and dear to your heart.
Yes, and I think for all the grannies, and each of us makes an individual decision about whether or not to engage in civil disobedience. That's not something you do as a group. We support the Moral Monday movement. We're appalled, especially as grannies, you know, who we've been through the voting rights struggle in the 50s and 60s, and we've been through the reproductive rights struggle and the right to have easy access to the vote. And so for the current legislature to be dragging us back to having to fight those fights again is simply, well, let's just say it gets our knickers in a knot.
We're talking about Vicki Ryder of the Raging Grannies.
But I want to tell you, Ron, that I'm uncomfortable with the title of hero. I'm just doing what any responsible citizen should do and what I think is my responsibility and duty as a citizen to do. It's a shame that that actually turns me into a hero to be doing what everybody should do. As I say, I'm a little uncomfortable with that title, but I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Okay, so it's our title and not hers. Vicki Ryder, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. Incunabulum, that is the word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond. Incunabulum, it means a book printed before 1501, I don't know why, or a work of art of a very early period, something really old. Carl Smithers called in with the answer to the question this morning, and Carl gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. It is 8:59, a minute before 9 o'clock at WCHL.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com. This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's weather looks great. 12 noon. First pitch, Carolina versus South Carolina.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all...